This is a Tadad podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Tadad podcast. My name is Annette Schmitz from the Tadad Secretariat. Tadad is a tool developed by international capacity development partners with technical input from a wide range of experts to help make tax administrations around the world become more efficient by using internationally accepted good practices. The Tadad Steering Committee, SC, oversees the Tadad program and is comprised of contributing partners that include France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank. These Tadad partners elect a chair amongst themselves on a rotational basis every year. Switzerland has chaired the SC since June 2020. And as its chairmanship comes to a close, we sit down to have a chat with the chairperson, Mr. Carlos Orjales. The discussion will revolve around Switzerland's long-standing support of the Tadad framework and the road ahead. We will also speak with colleagues from Burkina Faso and Peru. They will share with us their experiences collaborating with Switzerland and leveraging the Tadad framework in their domestic revenue mobilization efforts. And finally, with our last guest from the private sector, we will speak about how the good practices espoused by the Tadad framework has informed them in developing support tools for tax administrations. To close today's podcast episode, we will speak with Jerome Duperreau. He is Associate Director for Economic Analysis and International Institutions at SICPA since 2015. In the area of tax administration, SICPA is a provider of secure technologies for tax authorities and is currently working in 18 countries. Previously, Jerome was a senior advisor in the Office of the Executive Director for Switzerland at the International Monetary Fund and as an official at the Swiss Federal Ministry of Finance. Last year, he became a Tadad-trained assessor. Welcome to the podcast, Jerome.
Thank you, and greetings to everybody. Special greetings to my fellow panelists, and thank you for having me.
Before we discuss the relevance of Tadad for a private provider like your company, could you briefly explain the types of technologies you provide to tax authorities?
Yes, so SICPA's motto is to enable trust. So in the area of tax administration, it means that we provide secure technologies to tax authorities. I will mention three here, and please allow me to illustrate. So first, the fiscal traceability system for excisable products. So it is a digital tax stamp system for the control of the production, import, export, and distribution of excisable products. There I'm talking about tobacco, spirits, wine, soft drinks, mineral water, and so on. So with this technology, we securely mark products with a tax stamp and a digital code directly at the excise tax triggering point. So it can be at the production factory or at the border for imported goods. These secure digital tax stamps allows for the tracking and tracing of the excisable products up to the retail point where the authorities can control for the tax status. The digital information is sent to the database of the tax authority in almost real time. So this allows tax authorities to combat illicit trade practices and to reduce the excise tax gap due to underdeclaration, to misdeclaration, to tax evasion, cross-border smuggling, or counterfeiting. The second technology is the molecular fuel marking. So SICPA developed high-quality molecular markers that are injected inside the different types of fuels at the point of origin. So it can be at the harbor, it can be in a fuel depot, it can be inside fuel trucks. These markers can be traced all the way to the petrol stations where portable laboratories can test for the correct presence of the markers. This technology protects fuel taxation, in particular when there is dilution of fuels and when tax rates differ between fuel types and fuel usage. You can think about the fuel subsidy scheme for agriculture, for example. And there again, the tax authority is informed in real time of the taxable volume of fuels. And the third technology is the monitoring of telecommunication services. So telecommunication services, it's mobile data, phone cards, international calls, and they are subject to a number of taxes and duties. But the declaration of the volume and of the taxes due is typically done by the network operators themselves. So thanks to this digital technology, the tax authority can now monitor in real time the logs generated by the telecom operators and improve tax collection. And this technology is not intrusive and does not provide access to the conversations. So as you see, most of these technologies are linked to excisable goods and services. But these goods and services are also subjected to value-added tax, to customs duties, to several levies, and they also form the basis of corporate income tax for the relevant taxpayer. Thus, better technology measures linked to excise taxation can generate positive synergies for other taxes.
So what is the use of TADAT for a private company like SICPA?
Yes, so I believe this is the new angle that I can bring in this discussion. So as you said, SICPA currently provides tax technology in 18 countries where our partners are primarily tax authorities. And I would look at the usefulness of the TADAT for the private sector from two angles, the demand side and the supply side. So for me, the demand side corresponds to the request by tax authorities to conduct a TADAT. TADAT will provide an objective health assessment of the tax authority, so it helps them acknowledge where there is a problem and where there are weaknesses. And what we realized is that for a tax reform to be fully implemented or for a new technology solution to be embraced, the tax authority needs to be motivated and needs to have ownership. So some of my panelists have mentioned that motivation can come from political pressure from the finance minister or from donor countries, from conditionality in a financial program with the IMF, or even for peer pressure for a tax authority to be a front runner in adopting new technologies. And here, TADAT plays a key motivating role because it is a comprehensive assessment and it provides sound reasons for a reform. So TADAT is a key building block. But of course, a diagnostics based from TADAT will not automatically translate into new functioning technologies. The way is long because you have probably to amend your tax legislation, to adopt new regulation, to have a public tender process, to sign a contract, to start the implementation, and then you have the effective launch of the new technologies. But what we have seen is that tax authorities which have conducted a TADAT, such as in Georgia, in Uganda, in Kenya, in Togo, in the Dominican Republic, and in Tanzania, they are keen to go these further steps. And then from the supply side and the role of TADAT for suppliers of technology in the private sector, well, at SICPA, we did a mapping of the impact of our technology solution against the TADAT performance outcome assessment and the measurement dimensions. So TADAT helps us better structure and better understand the needs of tax authorities. And also, as it has been mentioned, TADAT reflects international good practice in tax administration. And for a company like ours, it is important to be coherent with this international good practice and even to try to stay ahead of the curve. And we have seen from several TADAT performance assessment reports that there are recurring problems. I can mention the integrity of the taxpayer base, such as the detection of unregistered taxpayers, the accuracy of information reported in tax declaration. And there is also the accountability and transparency, that is like POA 9, with the public trust in the tax authority.
In the 2019 version of the TARAT Field Guide, there was an extension of the definition of the core taxes to include excise revenue. What do you think about it?
Yeah, so first, in many countries, the total amount of tax collected on excisable products represents more than 10% of government revenue. So it deserves to be called a core tax. And for example, in Uganda, excise taxation is recognized as one of the critical instruments of taxation in their own domestic revenue mobilization strategy. So excise duty is recognized as a rather efficient tax and also as relatively easy to administer. But the capacity of the tax administration is crucial to ensure compliance. In the case of excisable products, the main challenge is to bring visibility to the entire supply chain, from the domestic production, the imports, wholesale, to the retail channels. And in many countries, the size of the illicit trade or the excise tax gap is often significant. There are some traditional tax administration measures, such as the physical presence of tax inspector inside production facilities or the ex post audits of taxpayers. But these methods have big drawbacks, and I think the COVID pandemic made them even more obvious. So we think that technologies are more efficient, and these technologies should be managed by providers that are totally independent from the producers and importers of those excisable goods. This principle of independence of the providers in the area of tobacco is anchored in the Protocol to Eliminate Illicit Trade of Tobacco Products of the World Health Organization, for example.
Could you give us some examples of performance outcome areas, indicators, or measurement dimensions that would be positively impacted by your technology solutions?
Yeah. So just remember that SIGPA is a private provider of technologies and that we started providing them before the launch of TADAT. And also our emphasis is on excise taxation, and the TADAT Field Guide introduced the assessment of excise taxation in a second step, and perhaps without addressing entirely the specificities linked to excise taxation. But nevertheless, it was a very interesting exercise to identify the anchor points of SIGPA technology inside the TADAT framework. We even went down to the measurement dimensions, and we tried to assess whether our solutions would contribute to an improvement in the TADAT score from a B to an A or from a C to a B. I will just point to a few examples. You have POA 1 about the integrity of the taxpayer base. It is well known that many producers of spirits, fruit juices, soft drinks, and other excisable products are not declared, and they evolve in the informal economy. So the technology of the fiscal traceability system for excisable products is very efficient at detecting these unregistered taxpayers. And it's actually much better than using third-party sources of information or the inspection of premises. And the Uganda Revenue Authority has publicly communicated that its own fiscal traceability system allowed for a significant increase in the enrollment of taxpayers linked to the excisable products covered by the system. We can also look at POA 2 on effective risk management. Here it is clear that technology such as the fiscal traceability system for excisable products and the molecular fuel marking, they give useful internal information to tax authorities on compliance risk. They help to gather intelligence. And this dimension also refers to the tax gap study. And we often conduct an excise tax gap study using the IMF methodology, and it typically shows that this gap is significant for excisable products. Also, another point is the POA3 about voluntary compliance and the information available to taxpayers. Well, typically, the online platform for the fiscal traceability system for excisable products is available on the website of the tax authorities. And I invite you to go to the website of the Tanzania Revenue Authority, the Office Togolais des Recettes, or the Kenya Revenue Authority. You will find the links there. Also, in most countries, the tax authority will conduct intense information campaign tailored to the relevant industry groups and to the broad taxpayers. And here, for example, the information of the Uganda Revenue Authority is nicely called CACASA. And there I would also point to something which I think is maybe missing in TADAT. You see, if you have a bottle of spirits and you have a digital tax stamp on top of that bottle, well, now the consumers can scan the code with an app on their phone. And this scan will check if the tax stamp is authentic and if the code is valid. And the tax authority is immediately informed about the result of this scan. So it means that the consumers are not only passive beings who need to be informed by the tax authority, but they can become active sponsors in strengthening compliance. And finally, these technologies do contribute to increased domestic revenue mobilization, the final outcome. There, the Uganda Revenue Authority made a detailed study which shows the positive fiscal performance of their fiscal traceability system. They showed the positive fiscal performance comes from new taxpayers who used to operate informally. It comes from registered taxpayers who perform much better than the expected excise duty average growth rates, from registered importers, and also from enforcement activities thanks to this traceability system. And URA also highlighted the positive spillover effects on the collection of value-added tax.
So what are the opportunities and challenges going forward for TADAT from your point of view?
Yeah, so let's maybe look a bit broadly. Most countries are currently coming out of the COVID crisis, which affected domestic revenue mobilization. Tax authorities were impacted, and some tax administration measures had to be stopped. We can think about the on-site audits. The African Tax Administration Forum stated that tax authorities which used relatively more technology fared better during the crisis. And we see that there is also a trend towards pre-populating tax returns. Then on the side of private sector providers like us, the COVID pandemic further motivated the development of technologies, of applications, and of digital solutions. In the post-pandemic world, most countries will probably have to rebuild their fiscal position, and tax collection will certainly play a big part in this mission. Some countries might choose to increase tax rates, but we think that the better way is for tax authorities to strengthen their capacity to improve tax administration and to adopt new technologies. Carlos mentioned that these measures are likely to be more sustainable. But it remains to be seen if tax authorities have the capacity and the resources to develop their own technologies in-house. With the growing complexity of technologies, and here I think about the blockchain or artificial intelligence, tax authorities will likely request solutions provided by the private sector. So where does TADAT fit in this context? Well, it is likely that more tax authorities will request to have their performance assessed by TADAT, which is a good thing. And then for the TADAT Fit Guide itself, while we are now in the second version and there might be further revision, I spoke earlier about how some technologies strengthen tax administration. For example, the accuracy of data in tax declaration, it's not only thanks to cross-checking the data, but it's about directly accessing the source of the data thanks to technology. So this would be particularly helpful to correctly pre-populate tax return, for example, by using data generated by the fiscal traceability system for excisable products or by the molecular fuel marking. The TADAT assessment could also provide an inventory of technologies used by the tax authorities as a way to share information useful to fellow tax authorities.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your intervention today, Jerome. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
You're welcome. It was also a pleasure to be part of the panel.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to watch the video version of today's conversation, please visit the TADAT YouTube channel.
The TADAT podcast is available free of charge. The views expressed in the TADAT podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent those of the International Monetary Fund or the IMF policy. Materials from the podcast may be reproduced with proper attribution. Comments and correspondence may be emailed to podcast@tadat.org. TADAT is a collaborative undertaking of the following partners: France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank.
The TADAT podcast would like to thank Philip Nedvesnik for his cover of Schweizer Grüße. To hear the full track, please visit accordionmaniac.com. Till next time.